Some of the topics we're learning about include Nichsei Lach Vachrecha Laplaini. If someone said, my property is bequeathed to you, and afterwards to another, whether Yerid Rishon Umeicher Oiloi, whether the first recipient can sell the property. This may depend on the following. Kinyan Peris Kikinyar Guftami, or Kinyan Peris Lav Kikinyar Guftami, whether the right to the produce is the primary ownership in the property. Acharecha Shani, since he gave it to two people successively, perhaps he intended to give him even the guf. If he gives the property as a matna shchivmera, a gift of a dying person, which is effective even without performing a kinyan, and loikana el achar misa, such a gift only takes effect after his death. The Gemara discusses several scenarios involving ownership of an estrig, including estrig zeh nasan lach b'matana v'acharech l'plaini. If someone gave an estrig as a gift and told the recipient that after his death it should go to someone else, whether he can be yaitz the mitzvah and whether he can sell it. If brothers purchased an estrig with funds from their father's undivided estate, and one of them used the estrig for the mitzvah. If someone gave an estrig as a gift on the condition that it be returned, and the recipient used it for the mitzvah. If someone gives an ox as a gift on the condition that it be returned, whether the recipient can consecrate the animal before returning it to the owner.